Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas has Strebel's line again. No one's looking forward to the Clemson game and starting, and no one's stating an 8-win season.
Oh, come
that
on.
That Texter's wrong, man.
You had four players.
Texter's wrong.
And James Strebel.
Four players go on with Ethan Moore. Go listen to the podcast on the ESPN Louisville app. That's what I did today, and they all said the same thing. What game are you looking forward to the most? Every one of them said Clemson. So you're not paying attention. You're not listening. Quit trying to downplay your team's expectations and the rest of your fans. You're a loser. Quit being a loser and quit thinking something that's not correct, because go listen to the damn podcast. It's there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a couple different reminders. Speaking of our guy, Patty Ice. Patty Ice inside the program tonight at 6 o'clock.
Whoa, there we go.
How you like that?
I know I'm listening to on the way home.
I know what you're listening to on the way home. It's going to be that.
Yeah, Pat Jagger.
IKSR?
No, I already got the info.
You're fixed for the day.
You've already got it. Yeah, I'm good. Unless something happened today.
You brought that to us at 3:03 with Bryce Hopkins takes.
Yes.
Yeah. Bryce Hopkins is where we started things.
You asked me what I had on my mind.
Here is what I'm thinking. 437-9680. Let me get done promoting first. Here.
Okay.
All right, so we got that tonight. We have Reds baseball tonight, 6:10. Right? Yeah, 6:10, I believe. No Reds. Oh, you're booing.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I'm booing.
Yes. Reds and Pirates, so we have that coming up. We have Lou City on Saturday. They're in Memphis, 7:45 pregame with Jeff Greer and Casey Whitfield right here on ESPN 680-1057. All the Kentucky postgame stuff, Louisville pre and post. We are locked and loaded here as we get into another week of this season. Here is what I am thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only if Strebel commits to this, because it's not going to just be me, okay?
Right.
The joke doesn't ring if it's
sure.
just me. But I assume this is what Kentucky's going to do. I don't know.
Okay.
But other years, for their media day, their basketball media day, October, what did I say it was, 3rd or something
20th.
Like that?
20th.
20th, okay. Yeah. October 20th. Is a Wednesday.
It is.
That
yes,
we would
it is.
Be, that we would be up there. Cal would have his press conference, and then usually you can go into the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into the gym and interview the players,
which is fantastic. We interviewed them on the field for the football.
Okay, so yeah,
yes.
You'd be a little far away, so maybe
right.
they do that again.
There are some barriers.
Well, and that might make it a little bit more difficult.
Right. That's why it's tough to hear some of the stuff.
But what I would like to do, if we could. Now that we say this, we might have to fix it a little bit.
Okay.
Or bring a speaker, because here's why. I think we get Jack to cut a few of your finest rants.
Oh, wow.
And we play those for the players.
I would love that.
Like when your Johnny C is back and you're like, yes. Like
oh, the one who's like, this is what we've been waiting for.
This is what I've been waiting for. When you're like clenched teeth.
Yeah.
And you sound insane.
Yes.
Like you sound insane.
An unhinged person.
And then
yes.
we go. And
I like that.
Who on the team could we use the Strebel got excited about when they committed?
Oh, Ty Washington.
Yeah. Ty was the one,
that was,
right?
Yeah. He was the big one.
Other than that, Strebel didn't care about anyone else.
I do, too. No. I got excited when Davion Mintz returned. I got excited
did
about
you?
That. I did. I
okay.
really did.
I don't remember
yeah.
that.
Not nearly on the same level as
right.
Ty or any of the recruits for next year.
Well, so that's
yes.
what we would have to do.
He's the guy.
Is play back for him your excitement
yeah.
when he picked Kentucky.
I
How about that?
Absolutely, because I was excited.
And I've already I've already made tentative arrangements.
Really? Have you? Ooh, what kind of arrangements?
You Gillo FaceTime with Orlando Antigua.
Oh, yeah! How about that? How
How about
can we play the sound of him crushing Orlando?
That's the other thing. It's on the table.
It's on the table.
So that's what I think we should do on October 20th.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready. I already put in for the day off.
What did they say? They didn't care?
I'm good because, I've got days on days.
I'm good.
Yeah, I've got... You built them up over years. Exactly. They roll over.
You could take 3 years off.
I don't even take that long off. I could take some weeks off.
Texas says, hey, is Inside the Program just going to be two-day-old Jody news updates?
He still didn't. We were talking. Well, you were talking to him during the break.
I can't talk to Patty about it.
No,
I'm not telling him.
No, I'm not telling him a thing.
He'll be heartbroken.
Yeah, and I can't do that.
He'll be heartbroken.
Yeah, he's sunburned. His forehead is
peeling.
I was wondering what was wrong, and I look up and I was like.
What a crappy place to be absolutely burned alive.
Yeah, I'm
Indiana's football stadium. Yeah. Ugh, what a way to go.
Jack must have had sunscreen because he's not sunburned.
My arms were really badly burned.
Okay.
It's kind of gone away already.
Were you wearing a hat or something?
I was wearing a hat.
Okay,
I
was going to say your forehead and face look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like Mitch. Mitch still had the worst sunburn I've ever seen.
From a Reds game in April. Like, it wasn't even that a summer. No. It was opening day.
It was April.
On, like, April 1st.
He was red like a lobster. He was.
This guy sends this in every week. And I read it last week, and I remembered it.
Okay.
It for some reason, it's funny.
Yeah?
Okay. Hang on. Let me find it. Here it is. Striebel sent Shannon Kogan a catfish profile picture of Matthew McConaughey. Now, the reason that's funny is that's the anchor with John Bull on Wave 3.
Yeah. That's really random. Why Shannon Kogan?
Oh, man.
like a picture of Matthew McConaughey, like, hey, this is me.
Oh, my goodness.
that's a pretty funny text.
Texter says, it sounds like Streeble's super jealous of John Shire.
I'm not jealous of John Shire.
Texter says, is Streeble mad that Mudvayne had to pull out of Louder Than Life? By the way, Louder Than Life is this weekend.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I'm going Friday Sunday.
I forget even the lineup. Who's on Friday besides Metallica? I need to look this up.
Jane's Addiction.
Okay, so I don't care about them.
Those are the only two I know. I know Thursday is Korn. I think Stained is on Thursday as well.
Thursday? There's a Thursday?
Oh, there's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, there's 4 days.
Korn's playing on Thursday.
They're playing Thursday, but I'm not going to that because I got to get up and work in the morning. But and then Saturday.
Oh, you're right. There is a Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday's headliner is Disturbed. I don't care anything about them. And then Sunday, obviously, is Metallica's second go around. But yeah, so there's a lot of people. Not a lot, but there's three that dropped out. Nine Inch Nails dropped out. Snoop Dogg dropped out, and now Mudvayne dropped out.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are three heavy hitters.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen Mudvayne. I think they were going to be on Sunday, but yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Stained. Oh man,
sentence.
I want to see Cypress Hill too, and they're on Thursday. Dang it.
I would have loved. I would have loved to.
Well, Shable, you just said you had days upon days.
Yeah,
man,
take another day.
I don't. Man, I really want to see Cypress Hill and Anthrax. Man,
you'll see Machine Gun Kelly.
No, my sister's going Saturday because she wants. She wants to see Machine Gun Kelly, so they're going Saturday.
She told me.
No, don't did worry. She? Yeah, I got a little Rise Against on Friday. They might be interesting. We'll see. Yeah, Saturday is definitely the worst day by far. Ugh. That's terrible. Sunday's pretty good. It's not bad. See Fozzy. You see Chris Jericho. He's the lead singer of Fozzy.
Texas says, what's inside the program?
He's talking about the big win against UCF. Yeah.
It's the most pet-named program ever.
It really is inside the program.
I just texted 93.9 informing Pat that he was 2 days late on the news.
Oh, no. Look at Jack. He's physically hurt.
Oh, goodness. Man. Texas says, Sweeney doesn't like Jane's Addiction figure since all his takes suck. I'm just saying I don't care. Yeah, I'm just saying I don't care.
They're not a band that I really want to see. They've got a few good songs that might be good, but I'm not. I mean, it's whatever. They would have been cool to see in, 1992.
Texas says, will Jay Billis still be a leg humper if he praises Shade and Sharp? It's a great question.
He won't do that.
You called him a hack because he likes Zion Williamson.
No, that is not why I called him a hack.
No, you
no.
called him a leg humping hack.
No, not because of that. No, that's not because of that. Because Ja Morant had like a triple double and like shined in the tournament, and then Jade Bills was praising him. Then out of nowhere, oh, by the way, there's this guy named Zion Williamson. He's pretty good too. It's like, no bleep, Jay. Like, no, like we hadn't been following him all season. That's why. Not because he's like Zion Williamson, because he just decided just out of nowhere just to throw his name in there, ruining Ja Morant's day. So there you go. That's why.
You know what I do? I remember that now.
Yeah, no, it was stupid.
I agree.
He's an idiot. I can't stand him.
Let's do this. 437-9680. I want to get this out of the way. You ready for this?
Yes.
Let's just get all this out of the way at one point. Jack, I really want to purchase one of the, and I forget, is it Louisville Hooligans? Is that the name of the people?
Oh, the free Mac shirt.
That have done the free Chris Mack shirt.
Yes, I think it's the Louisville Hooligans. Yes, I've battled with them before.
Well, what do you want to say? They have one
stunning
out there.
Stunning that you battled someone named the Louisville Hooligans.
Yeah. Let's free the guy.
Free Chris Mack.
Yeah, let's free the guy that
you
possibly
buy,
got.
Buy a sweatshirt.
Yeah, buy a sweatshirt for a guy that possibly got your school in more trouble. Yeah, let's do it. Let's feel sorry for him. They may have put our program in a worse spot than it was before he took over as the coach. Yeah, let's do that.
Well,
yeah,
you know there's no accountability.
No, but free Mac. No, he dressed up like Denny Crum. How cute. I mean, the groveling over Chris Mack, he's an okay coach. He's fine. He's whatever. He hasn't done anything, and just we have to free Chris Mack. Dude, he put himself in this position. It's his fault that he cheated and level two violations, possibly. Let's free him. Free Chris Mack.
Texas says that lineup sounds like the Lollapalooza from the early 90s that I went to.
It really does, especially, like all of these. But there's no new rock bands. That's the problem. They have to recycle all these old ones because there are no new good ones.
Texas says, will Megan Fox be in town with MGK?
Oh, yeah, they're an item.
Does Jack have any idea any of the people we're mentioning right now?
Megan Fox?
You know who Megan Fox is?
Yes, he does. There you go. He knows Megan Fox.
Do you know who Machine Gun Kelly is? Because I know who he is, but I don't know if I know any of his music.
Yeah, I don't know any of his music, but I've heard the name enough.
He's famous for dating Megan Fox, being in that awful Motley Crue biopic on Netflix, and beefing with Eminem. That's all I know about him.
That's all you know.
Does Kellen listen
to him?
Not that I know of. I've never heard a song.
What music do you let Kellen listen to? Does he listen to music?
He doesn't really listen to music. No, he's not really into it yet. He's not. He's like when I was his age, I had a Walkman and I had all kinds of tapes. That's all I did was listen to music and play Nintendo.
Texas says, has Cal ever dressed up like Tubby Smith? All right, then.
That's an odd text.
Texas says, I gave blank L's down in front of his kids and wife on Saturday night and said that Round Daddy owns you.
I hope you didn't.
You hope he did or didn't?
Didn't.
What are you talking about?
Because I didn't do that.
wait. Hang on. Don't hit the sounder. Wait, you didn't. If I gave you someone that was like, I'll see blank out there at Louisville Live and I'll pop an L's down and, popping L's down in front of his family, you would not want that?
I don't want him being
It's not harassment.
It's
an L's down.
I know it's just an L's, but Round Daddy owns you. Like, it might be like, you pop him an L's down, that's fine. But from his wife and kids, his wife didn't go to Louisville Live expecting to hear Round Daddy owns you, blank.
I don't know. At this point, maybe.
Well, maybe she does expect it. Yeah, that's a good point by you, Jack. Maybe she expects it now.
Let's get this out of the way as well.
Okay.
Why were you on Saturday not or Sunday not on Round of Shots?
Oh, because I didn't get home until I didn't get home till late. We didn't get home till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was in E-Town.
You know who sent that to me?
Who?
Mitch.
Oh.
He said, big boy, Kellen must have had a couple games.
Yeah, we were in E-Town until...
Would you just quit the podcast? Honestly.
No.
I enjoy it. Put your 2 weeks in. What are you doing right now?
I couldn't help. I mean, what do you want me to do?
What are you, hitting like a 60% clip of attendance?
If even that at this point.
I think you're 3 for 5 right now.
And you know they're talking about you behind the back. I mean,
maybe,
they are.
I don't know.
Yeah,
text chain with them, but they never say anything to me.
Texas says, Machine Gun Kelly is the guy that almost killed Conor McGregor at the VMAs. Texas says, does Big Rig dance at concerts?
Yeah, it depends on how much I've had to drink. I was dancing.
Well,
I mean,
so answer is a lot.
I was dancing
so a lot.
Dave Matthews Band.
Blank says that didn't happen.
Okay, good. Oh, good. I didn't want. Yeah, that's a
I believe
much.
Blank, but I still want it to happen. Louis Rabeau says, to no one's surprise, I don't know 90% of the bands that Streeble's talking about. I mean, no offense, Louis, but you know. I mean. Do I have to be the guy that says Louis Rabeau doesn't look like a guy that listens to
any of these
to heavy
bands?
Rock music?
Any of these?
Not a surprise.
What does Louis Rabeau like? That's what I want to know.
Texas says Streeble is Kmart brand Max Godby.
I think Max would like that.
Texas says Kellen listens to Certified Lover Boy.
What's that? Is that a?
It's Drake.
Oh, I don't. Okay,
yeah, Drake.
I don't know.
I know Jack didn't know. No, yeah. Neither one of you knew.
No,
I mean it's bad when I have to tell you guys. Someone who is out of touch has to tell both of you. Someone older than me, someone younger than me.
You've come a far way from Cooper.
Yeah, this is not good.
Oh, there is one song that he does that I do know he likes. He likes this song called "Pretty Boy Swag." I think it's by. I think that might be Soulja Boy. I think
it's not.
Is it not? Oh, I don't know. Is it not?
I highly doubt Kellen's listening to Soulja Boy.
He might be. I don't know what his friends listen to at school or when they're playing Xbox. I have no idea.
Texter says Trump won. It's a red October. I don't.
But the text line's on fire today.
It is actually Soulja Boy.
Is it Soulja Boy? I thought it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You cannot play. No, Jack, do not.
No, the clean version. It says it's the clean version.
That doesn't matter. So he's listening to that?
To be fair, Nick got fooled by that.
He said he likes it.
You guess.
Yeah. He was like listening. I heard it in the background, and I was like, what is that? He's like, it's Pretty Boy Swag by Soulja Boy. And I was like, okay. Just moved on with my day. I'm serious.
Texas says, do you dance or do you sway your hips back and forth?
The latter. Sway my hips back and forth.
Texas says, Streeble is a dollar store Nick Roush.
Okay.
Texas says, that song is older than Kellen.
I have no idea. I don't know what they're listening to.
Texas says, that song came out in 09 LMAO.
I don't know. Him and his buddies listen to whatever.
Yeah, but you won't let him have his own phone or anything like that. But I mean, he's listening to Soulja Boy.
When I was his age, I was listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magic, and that's one of the most explicit albums of all time. So, yeah.
Texas says, does Jack know who Jack Harlow is? It's a great question. I don't know if he does.
Okay. If you live here, you have to know. I mean, yeah. it's like, you know, part of the charter in the city of Louisville. If you live in the city.
I met him a few times.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah, because we're basically the same age. We were in high school together.
Oh, that's right. Is there a little rivalry between Atherton and you went to Manual, right?
Yeah, I went to Manual, but I was at parties and met him at a couple parties back in the day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who was cooler, you or him?
Him.
Oh.
I mean.
I was hoping you.
Are you kidding me?
At the party, I thought maybe young Jack
Grossman. This is before I, like, actually drinked or anything, so. I just kind of outwardly stood there. That was me at high school parties.
I mean, I got to know something about these parties.
I do, too.
And exactly someone's house parties.
Yes, like house parties.
You are showing bona fides right now.
He is.
You're dropping it on the table that you had attended and talked to Jack Harlow at parties. Like, that's what you just alleged.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to probe a little bit here. So you can say that. I need to find out more. So what information can you give us?
Not much.
Was he, like, freestyling in front of everybody? I mean, what was he doing?
He did do that once.
Yeah.
I mean, it was basically like everyone would try to talk to him type of deal. Like,
okay.
Like he was.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big deal even back in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Yeah, did you get an autograph?
No, I did not get an autograph.
So how do you, you introduced yourself, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I just said, I'm Jack. What's up? I mean.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, we met maybe four or five times,
and I don't think we ever
had a conversation more than like 2 minutes. Well, I mean,
was he nice?
Can you imagine if Ennis met him and he was starstruck, and you know, Jason Anderson and Jason Ennis were starstruck.
I mean, this is like before he was like really big though.
Yeah, but I mean,
like he was big like locally among high schoolers, but like he wasn't what he is now.
Texas says Kellen likes Lil Nas X.
He liked the Old Town Road song.
Texas says Kellen listens to Harlow for sure.
He may. I don't know. He's very possible.
Texas says, I'm going to make you mad, Strieble. Your wedding was a redneck wedding. I love that guy texted in.
Yeah.
Every couple weeks, every couple weeks. Texts
yes,
that in.
Thank you. Thank you. And you weren't there, so you don't know. And you wouldn't have been invited.
Texas
anyway.
Says, awkwardly stand there at parties in high school. Jack, that's what you do now.
Nah, I'm better now than I was then.
Yeah, I see you more social now.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm more social
you
now.
You grew up in college, and you know how to socialize. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I was the same way as you, Jack, in high school. So don't. Yeah.
Texas says, would you let your kids listen to the Ying Yang Twins?
I don't know about the Ying Yang Twins. Yeah, I like that. When I was a senior in high school, those were great.
Texas says, is Strieble still eating with his students at lunch?
Not with them. In the same cafeteria.
You're still doing the same cafeteria?
Yes. Okay. Every day. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have a Cheeto today?
No. What did I have today? Oh, I had 3 pizza rolls.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's all
good.
You had today?
Mm-hmm. That's all I've had all day.
Of course they're pretty good. They're pizza rolls. Course they're damn good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't had a pizza roll in a minute.
They were good.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah. Get some pizza rolls, some Totino's pizza rolls. I also like the party pizzas. Those are good, too.
Texas says, does Kellen listen to WAP?
I don't know if he's heard WAP or not. I don't know. I don't think so.
You better check out.
I know. I might want to know.
You might want to know. That might be one you might want to know.
Well, it's more just difficult, a little bit. I guess, nowadays than when, because like we'd had like buy the physical like tapes and CDs and stuff.
Right.
And it's harder. And it's easier to sneak music now, I think.
Sneak.
Yeah.
Does he have his own Apple Music account or anything?
I don't think so. But, I mean, you just look it up on YouTube. I mean, all you gotta do is look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. On the other end, do you like the honesty of Liam Cohen? How about that?
Okay.
How about some football talk?
I'm ready
talk?
To answer that.
There
yeah.
you go. We'll do it next year on The Take on a Tuesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And shame on you, Jay Billis, for trying to steal that kid's spotlight and give it back to Zion Williamson. You hack. You leg-humping, there you go, Andy Sweeney, you leg-humping hack.
And James Strieble.
No one's talked about John Morant all season long in the country except for college basketball insiders. So the kid has a great game, scores a triple-double, upsets a 5 seed, and you still got to swing off Zion Williamson. Shut up, Jay Billis. Play that next time he comes on the V Show.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's one of my favorite ones right there. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
You don't like that one.
No, I do like that one. No, I do like that one.
I couldn't tell.
I don't know if Ince was there or not. I don't know if that
probably.
Was solo
he was
or
probably there.
He probably was there, yeah.
Hey guys, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 still in place for those that work this Sunday day shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at U of L. Make $21 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses through the Metro College program. Apply today, upsjobsky.com. That's upsjobsky.com. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. During the break, the show listened to Pretty Boy Swag.
A lot of language. So who knows what else he's listening to?
A lot of language.
I was listening to the same type of stuff when I was his age. So, you know, hiding those tapes.
There you go. Yep. Hiding the tapes. I never really got too much into that. Hiding tapes.
Oh, yeah. I was hiding Two Live Crew. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was hiding all kinds of
How
Cypress
about that?
Hill. Yeah, since we're talking about them.
You and Cypress Hill.
I love
something.
Cypress Hill, man. They're one of my favorite rap groups.
Jack, if I said it's It's smoky like a Cypress Hill concert. Is that something that you have ever heard in your life?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's like a Cypress Hill concert.
Yes, I had heard Pretty Boy Swag, though, from like middle school.
There you go.
That song's been around a little while.
And now that is what Kellen Strebel is listening to.
That honestly surprised me. But he's always like, there's no way that could be the same song.
It is.
437-9680. Jack, can you do this? Sorry, I meant to tell you. Can you go back to yesterday's sound and get that Liam Cohen sound? I wanted to just throw something your way, okay?
Okay.
I made the point, and we'll talk about it more in the 5 o'clock hour, that, you know, you go back to some of the Louisville numbers, and maybe Satterfield was trying to run more to establish who they want to be after the debacle against Ole Miss, and they were going to run, and it obviously wasn't going to cost them the game, but the way that the game looked cost them being crushed.
Right.
And he knew that, and obviously it made Central Florida, you know, the emotion that went into that game and everything else. So we talked about that from the Louisville side. I want to set that back up in the 5 o'clock hour, but I figured I'd throw it out this way. I don't know what, and I say this through three games. If you go like total offense and defense, Kentucky's a fringe. I think they're 11th in total defense and maybe 12th in total offense.
Okay,
like and those numbers can be skewed. It's three games. That is, it's obvious.
Sure,
it's three games.
Two against
and there's
FCS.
There's a couple bum opponents, and who knows? Missouri might be the fifth team in the SEC East, and if so, they're like a 6-6 team. I'm not going to give them a bunch of respect.
Sure.
They're not going to have any good wins, and so we can understand how the numbers can be skewed. I want to be clear with that.
Right.
So it's a grain of salt. I don't use these stats and care about them nearly as much as I do in the NFL.
Okay.
But I mean, you look at it, I don't know who Kentucky. Here's what worries me after Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Kentucky knows what they are. They even though their defense right now, again, is a top 15 defense in total defense.
They are.
I don't think their defense is anything special.
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't pass the eye test. No, I mean, there's not several guys that are sticking out on defense right now that we're just lamenting are beasts. There are a couple, and they have some nice players. I'm not acting like they got a bunch of bums, but if you told me that to beat any of the teams on their upcoming schedule, any of them, mm-hmm. that their defense had to make a stop at the end, I mean, no Kentucky fan is going to be confident in that.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, there's a few, like you said, a few guys.
Compared to other defenses and where there's been some
couple
stars.
Years ago in Josh Allen's season,
You could win games, and the formula was playing really good defense, controlling the game, and running the ball. And I'm sorry, I'm right on this. Them having one running back on the team, they can't keep running C-Rod, you know, 35 times up the middle.
And expect that he's going to hold up.
Yeah, and that goes back to, again, Scott Satterfield, EKU, maybe tried to run too much. And we know, Liam Cohen admitted as much that he tried to throw way too much on Saturday. And we know that. And so, I like the honesty from Liam Cohen.
I
want to dive into what the conversations have probably been like with Stoops, but I feel like they can throw the ball, but they can't throw the ball to win. It's got to be a compliment.
It's got to be set up by the run game.
And I feel
you can't just go out there and wing it around. Yeah, you got to have the run game set up the pass.
And
the
I
play
feel
action.
Like they can run, but I feel like for a team that likes to run like this, they don't have the depth and the different kinds of backs to throw, to put a back, you know, to have a back in the backfield, then split them out wide and be able to run a slant or a bunch of different screens. Does that make sense?
But I mean, they did it with Benny Snell, and he held up. I mean, their passing game was a lot worse than what they have now.
Understandable, but they have a what they did to Missouri. They had a dominating run that day,
yes.
And I think they still are. They're still a run first team, but it's not like it used to be.
No,
and so now if you pass more, you're off the field quicker if it doesn't look right.
And now you're
putting the defense back on the field that isn't Josh Allen.
Right.
So it's not like.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? But they're also not playing the offense. And I think you're seeing this. The Mark Stoops, for the most part, I mean, if you wondered if Mark Stoops was at least a little bit hands-off, Saturday was that.
Oh, yeah, he did not interfere at all.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell. I mean, last year, through three games, and again, this year, it's ULM, Missouri, and Chattanooga. And last year, Kentucky opened up with Auburn, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
It's a little different. A little different.
But last year, 77 pass, 128 rush. This year, 86 pass, 113 rush.
So a little more even.
Yeah, well, it's
but not a ton.
Here's the thing. It's a little bit more even, but they ran the ball 900 times in the row against Missouri.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not normal. Yeah. So the numbers outside of that little of that stretch in that Missouri game are skewing those numbers, and they're skewed a little bit by how many damn passes at one point they threw in the game on Saturday. You have known who Kentucky is. They're going to play defense. They're going to run the football.
And play Amish offense.
Yeah, and but they're not that. It's good that they're not an Amish offense, but they're like, I don't know what they are.
They're struggling to find their identity.
Does that make sense? And that's kind of the point.
I think that's kind of the point
I bring it up is I don't know what they are. And that doesn't, I'm not trying to call them bums because of it. I'm saying that they are trying to do something that is A, very different from what they've done, and B, is not in the nature of the head coach. It's not in the nature of the head coach. I mean, it would be like, Charlie Strong around here didn't mind winning games 13-9.
He did a lot.
And he went through some offensive coordinators in different ways.
Sure.
I mean, there's a little bit of that you're fighting Stoops on, play defense and run the football, but I go back to Liam Cohen knows that he cannot kill C-Rod right now.
Right. Especially with the four-game stretch coming up.
That defense is not what the defense has been other years.
You can't rely on them.
I don't know. Listen, they can still win like seven games being this.
Yeah. But, I mean,
that's about what they are.
That seems to be the overwhelming feel right now. That especially coming off of Saturday, where that maybe Liam Cohen played his hand a little bit and got exposed. Because what was the story coming out of the first game? The UK passing attack. It's good. It's great. And the second game was this was the narrative. Well, he didn't have to pass as much because he knew he could run it all over everybody. So that narrative flipped a little bit. Now he went back to try to say, okay, if I threw it a lot against ULM, I could throw it a lot against Chattanooga, give C-Rod a rest, and the passing attack isn't as good as we thought it was. It's okay. It's better than it has been in the past. But the idea that Kentucky can just go out there and just throw the ball all over the place with Will Levis, that's not a reality.
No, they're
so he got exposed a little bit. He got exposed.
No, they truly need to be a balanced team.
100%
that leans towards running the football more.
Yeah,
I think that's what you're going to see on Saturday, and it's just interesting the little. I mean, Liam Cohen was bad on Saturday.
He admitted it.
Let's hear some of that sound. Let's hear all three of these in a row. This is Liam Cohen Saturday talking about not liking the game that he called against Chattanooga.
Kind of going into the game, we were trying to throw it a little bit more. We played such a physical game last week that the plan going in was to try to take some hits off of C-Rod, and the physicality that we played with last week that we loved, we were trying to... You know, I was trying to throw it a little bit more this game, just being honest. And, you know, that probably put some, you know, just a little bit, our balance got off whack. You know, and that was on me. I didn't call a good game. I felt like we had some good things game plan-wise and the play pass and some of that stuff. And I didn't feel like I probably detailed the run game enough because I wasn't really planning on running it as much as we did last week. And I took these guys for granted in a few ways. I mean, they had a great plan on defense. They did some good things to combat some of the things that we did last week. And, you know, that was on me. That's on me as a coordinator to get these guys right. And, you know, I thought our guys made some plays when we needed to. But the plan was to go in and throw it, not really run it as much. And then when you get into a ball game, need to be able to run it, and we didn't really have a lot of great stuff that I felt great about as we did last week.
Give me another one. Give us the next one. You like that? Give
I
us
do
the
like
next
that.
One.
That balance, like I talked about, you know, last week the run game fed everything, and then this week we just didn't play very well. We didn't practice great yesterday. You know, today was a direct, in my opinion, was a very similar reflection to how we practiced yesterday. And, you know, I didn't call a good game. I don't think we had a great plan. with some of the things, specifically in the run game. And they did, to credit them, they did some good things to combat us. And, you know, it just, well, I didn't call a great game. And got us off balance in some ways. I got greedy in a few play calls, trying to take too much off, trying to bite too much off. And unfortunately, it just it kept them in the ball.
How about that? How about that?
I can just,
that's good. That's enough. We have we pretty much see what's going on.
Stoops didn't like that at all.
What do you think? What do you think the conversation was? Because Stoops is being praised for bringing in Liam Cohen and having an offense that doesn't look Amish,
right? But he made comments on his radio show last night that was like,
"You listened to the Mark Stoops radio show?"
I did not. I saw.
Oh, no.
I saw
the KSR. No.
I saw tweets.
KSR article.
I promise. It wasn't a KSR article.
No.
I promise. It was like Jeff
was
Drummond
it a sea
or something.
Of blue?
That was a lie.
No, it's not
was
a lie.
Was it a sea of blue?
No, I was following.
I got
tweets.
A problem with the sea of blue too.
Why? What happened?
Well, I mean, a damn Bona might not go to Kentucky. And there's nothing on the Sea of Blue about
it. Yeah, there
it.
Is.
It's a puff piece,
it's
I thought.
No, it's not. It was not a puff piece.
Was it a puff piece?
No, it was not. It was talking about how that it's not a sure thing. I mean, I'll click on it right now. I mean, it's right there, and it's talking about how, you know.
Are you going to delete any comments?
Huh? No, I'm not deleting any comments. But that they're shifting gears, but it's not a sure thing at all with him anymore.
Texas says Louisville just landed a commit. Did you know that, by the way?
I did not.
Louisville just landed a commit.
A football commit.
A football, a four-star.
Didn't know they didn't.
Javon Simpkins, running back.
Really?
From Miami. How about that?
Javon, well, Kentucky's got a four-star.
Indiana wanted him.
Saturday as well.
Was it Dellen McCullough? Wanted him? How about that?
Yeah. Wow.
No, you didn't get him.
Javon right. Simpson?
Man, one.
He wants right. to he wants to throw an L's up
Simpkins.
Instead.
Simpkins. There it is. Okay, Javon. All right, let's take a look here. Javon Simpkins running back.
How about that?
He is a four-star. Wow. He had
Satterfield's getting it done.
Georgia Tech, Indiana,
yep.
Maryland.
Yep.
Did have an Ole Miss. This is
an Ole Miss?
It says he committed to Georgia Tech. Hard commit. Look.
No.
Look, Georgia Tech. Look.
Well, I mean, I'm looking on Twitter.
That's what it says right here.
Yeah, I'm looking on Twitter.
I don't know. It says maybe is 247 wrong?
I don't know. I'm
somebody,
looking at, I, I'm
somebody
looking
made
at
a
it
mistake
right
somewhere.
Someone made a mistake.
I don't know if it's 247 or if it's Cards fans or what.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
How much are you worried about Kentucky? I'm going to go Jason Ends for a second on
you. On a scale
you.
Of 1 to 10... I'm at like a four.
They have their original starting quarterbacks going to be back for Saturday at South Carolina.
Yeah.
By the way, we're having Shane Beamer on.
Yeah, on Thursday.
On Thursday. How about that?
Yeah, I'm seeing he number six. And then, yeah, I'm seeing like from
maybe
his.
Maybe he flipped.
Maybe he did flip. But I'm seeing that on September 19th or something. I don't think he committed. I think it's just they're recruiting him. It just said go Cards. U of A. No, he's Georgia Tech. I think he just tweeted a picture of him with a Louisville jersey on.
I had no idea.
Maybe they're recruiting him. He also has one where he has an Auburn jersey, too. So as far as I know, he's Georgia Tech.
Oh, he 100% did not commit. He just posted an offer. All right.
Well. Okay, there you go. All right, so.
Texas says Tyler Thompson tweeted out the Stoops presser. What does that mean?
I guess they're alleging that's where I got it. But, no, if you're talking about how worried I am, it's a four. I'm worried about the turnovers and the penalties. Those are things that you should be able to clean up.
Texas says you guys bitch because they didn't throw the ball the past couple years, and now you criticize because they throw it more. Make up your minds. Oh, no, that's not it.
No, I'm bitching
saying,
about it.
I'm saying they don't know. You think Kentucky fans have complained too much about the offense? They have been elated anytime they can do anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, the passing game wasn't great on Saturday. It was better than what we see. Even what they did Saturday in the passing game, as like
you know,
low bars it was better than anything they'd done in the Stoops era.
Jack, I'm looking at him. He's done with football.
I'm not done with football.
He's looking to basketball in 2022.
I'm not
about basketball and recruiting. Football
yes.
has moved. You know, this happens to me every year, okay? Baseball, football starts.
Yeah.
And baseball, in my mind, dissipates. And my fantasy baseball team goes from third to fifth every year.
I got a 6-point lead in the ESPN Louisville League.
I move past it and we move on. And that's what you've done.
No,
that's
I've
what
not
I
moved
feel
on.
You've done.
No, I just.
Because Liam Cohen is telling you, I'm scared. He's telling you.
I don't think he's
telling
scared.
You, I have one running back, and I got to protect C-Rod so
sure.
bad. And then he's saying, what he's really saying is, and the offense can't suck because the defense can't carry him. That's where you are right now.
I don't think it's that dire. I mean, I think there are some issues. I'm in total agreement.
You better hope not. Doty's coming back. Who? South Carolina. Luke Doty. What's his name?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Doty or Dotty.
I thought he had trouble. He couldn't feel his hand. He had a good feeling in his hand.
He's back.
That's what I read this morning. So if he's back, he's back.
You read that this morning.
I did read that. And did you see also Joey Gatewood got picked over by a true freshman?
Listen, Joey Gatewood sucks.
He's terrible. He must be awful.
Has Joey Gatewood ever won a quarterback battle in his life?
No.
Put that up
outside of high school.
Like, I'm not trying to be. Is that mean? Hang on. Is that mean?
I don't think so, man.
That's mean. I'm sorry. I'm not. He's never won one in his life. I am convinced in high school. He's like Chris Rodriguez. He was the only one at his position. There was nobody else.
It must have been.
Joey Gatewood was the only quarterback at his high school.
I mean,
and then he went to Auburn. He's like, who's Bo Nix?
Who's this guy?
Wait a minute. I'm not the only guy at my position.
Wow.
The quarterback room's not just me, an intern, and the coach. That's it? What's going on
here? And he
here?
Beat me out. Then he goes to Kentucky. And then, who's this Terry Wilson guy? He's not very good. And he beat him out there. And then this guy eating bananas all the time. I could beat this guy out. No. Then he goes to Central Florida. Wait a minute. Dylan Gabriel's hurt. Maybe I can start now. Nope. True freshman. I mean, he just must not be good.
Well, not must not be good. He's terrible. Well, who's here?
So it's like Pat's out there yelling and screaming.
Oh, boy.
Is that Pat?
Is Pat yelling? What's going on? Jack, help us.
Jack is yelling.
Who's yelling?
Well, Jack's leaving the chair.
Jack's leaving the chair.
Uh-oh. Something's going on.
Texas says, Satterfield flipping these boys. You can hear the train coming, Strebel.
No, you can't hear the train coming.
They're just offering.
Yeah, that's offers.
Wouldn't you offer every four-star player in Miami?
Yes, if you're
I'd offer every single one of them.
Whoever you are. Anyone. Whatever football coach you are.
Punter, quarterback, boom, wide receiver, boom, linebacker.
Boom. Yeah.
Special teams guy. I don't
Long
care.
Long snapper.
Does not matter.
Place kick holder. All right, Jack's coming back.
Texas says Cohen is scared. That's Andy creating content. Well, yeah, we don't have any guests, and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
there's got to be a little bit of worry there. Just a little bit.
Like I said, a four.
Just a little bit.
If they go out, they lay.
Like a game and a half of eh.
That was the first, egg, though, they laid in the season.
Well, yeah, we've only had three
games, right? But, I mean, part of me kind of thinks this, too, you are what you are, but what, game four? You get to game four.
Yeah, but Kentucky's going to go four games not playing anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Missouri's going to be 6-6.
But I'm saying, if they're still turning the ball over Saturday and still getting stupid penalties.
Then they're going to have a pick. They're
going
to have a pick and they're going to have a fumble. Texas says Kentucky actually got a four-star on Saturday, not a peep from Sweeney. Why don't tweet on the weekends about four stars? What do you want me to do?
They got a Penn State decommit defensive end.
Good. Can he play this year?
Does he also eat bananas?
Can he play this year?
I don't know. I wish he could.
I mean, they need him this year.
They do.
You wish he could eat bananas?
Oh, my goodness.
They need him this year.
The Will Levis thing, it's done. Thank God that's done,
by the way. I was afraid that we
start throwing interceptions, two or three a game, and suddenly
they went away.
Suddenly the banana whole thing, that's not funny anymore.
I was afraid that it was going to be every Saturday the banana story.
Oh,
and it hasn't been that, so I am thankful for that.
Don't you have a banana story you were telling me off air? Jack, he was telling me off air.
Yeah, you're dumb.
You and your wife met. This was years ago.
No banana story.
This was years ago.
Before the lap.
I like bananas. There's no banana story.
Texas says Gatewood got a raw deal in Lex.
I don't think he did.
Gatewood getting to go to school for free and the perks of the football team. He's getting the deal that he deserves. In fact, he's not getting the CTE that goes with it. He's getting more than he deserves.
And he's never had to sit out. I mean, both times he's transferred, he was allowed to play right away. There's been two transfers. Although the second transfer, he's been allowed to play.
Yeah, allowed to play.
Texas said Strebel wanted Gatewood to start. Yes, he did.
I did. Yeah. And I was wrong. It was really wrong.
Bad take.
Well, I had to pivot against Will Levis.
Texas says Doty was 11-for-25 for 85 yards and a pick last year versus Kentucky. Well, my only pivot is that Kentucky defense was good. that's the only pivot that I have.
There you go. They had Boss Man Fat back there.
They had Vito Tisdale.
Yeah. Not that game.
Texas says a 40-year-old eating pizza rolls. My God, I feel sorry for Strebel's family. I hope you aren't feeding them dog food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What does that mean? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, I think you know what it means. You're a 40-year-old and you shouldn't be eating pizza rolls.
Why can't I eat pizza rolls?
I have no idea.
What does this person eat?
You're not even 40. You're 30.
Is that Perrin Johnson texting in?
I don't think it's Perrin Johnson.
You know, makes spaghetti meatballs from scratch every single night. I mean, okay, Mr. Chef. I mean, what the? Bobby Flay texting. Oh, yeah, the pizza rolls. You're 40 years old. What are you eating, big dog? You going to, what are you going to, I mean, come on. You going to Jeff Ruby's every night? I mean, this is, these stupid people. You can't heat up and eat a little pizza roll. What's wrong with that?
What's that texture be like, John Blue or something?
I don't care.
That'd be the thing. If I had money, I would eat a great dinner every night. Like,
I'd never fix anything ever again.
Well, no, it would be like, you know, Ruby's one night, and then whatever the best restaurants are, it'd be that every single night.
Right.
Like,
I would every never make night. Dinner. I'm so over making dinner. Over it.
Texas says, I'm not going to read that one. Hey, you're a moron. Doty played last week and threw 26 of USC's 28 passes. Yeah, the one quarterback got injured, right? The game.
Yeah, so he can't. That's the one that the grad assistant that can't feel his hand.
Texas says Chuba Purdy crushing Louisville this weekend would be funny. Is Chuba Purdy alive?
Is he still on the team?
He is, yeah.
He's not in the conversation at all. It's either Mackenzie Milton or Jordan Travis. So it's going to be Mackenzie Milton.
Texas says, Strebel, what was your banana story?
I don't have a banana story. There are no banana stories.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie. I don't have a banana story. No.
Texas says, does Strebel whip up pizza rolls for Mother's Day?
No, I don't.
Texas says, in other words, Penn State didn't want him.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, Penn State. I'm sure Penn State didn't want him.
Well, look at they're balling out.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid obviously sees
I mean, that's
Penn
what
State.
Kentucky basketball does when they lose a recruit. Right. They didn't want Lively anyways. Yeah.
No, they did want Lively. There's no one is saying that. No one is saying they didn't want Lively.
You said
Lively.
That last hour.
I didn't say they didn't want Lively.
You're done with Lively.
I'm not done with Lively. He could be very good. I'm just saying Shaedon Sharpe's better. That's all I'm saying. Texas, I didn't say they didn't want him.
Texas says, I guarantee Drew Franklin or John Shire would never feed Strebel's wife and kids pizza rolls.
I ate it for lunch. I brought it for lunch myself. I didn't fix them for anybody else.
I mean, next to the kids.
I heated them up in the microwave.
I'm not sure I agree
pizza
with
roll.
That. I think if Drew Franklin, if you switch things up and he was married to your wife and like a wife swap,
yeah.
I think the chance of pizza rolls being served as a snack or I don't know if a
right.
dinner,
like,
I think it's there,
and
right?
And that's a dude that, talks about Taco Bell all the time. Because Taco Bell's just way above pizza rolls. I mean, you talk about Taco Bell. I mean, that's fine dining. I mean, I don't make pizza rolls. And number one, my wife doesn't like frozen food. Number one, she hates anything heated up. She doesn't like it. So we try to eat like stuff we actually make every night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Texas says, does Big Rig trade students his crappy carrot sticks for ho-hos?
No. There's no lunch swap. You can't lunch swap during COVID.
Oh, please.
You can't.
Oh, I'm sure the kids do it.
I'm sure they do, but I'm going to
pretend you didn't say something stupid.
Andy, it's not the health department. I'm telling you.
What are they going to do?
Do the kids have to sit socially distanced in the lunch room?
Yeah, they have to sit a seat apart.
Oh, my God.
That's every school. There's every school. They got to sit a seat apart at lunch. They're not supposed to trade food or anything because I'm telling you,
Lord.
That's the rules. That's the rules that the health
department
set.
I'm not blaming you for the rules being.
Yeah,
stupid.
And they probably do swap food. I'm not going to go walking around and seeing.
Chuba Purdy's the backup quarterback. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, Milton's starting.
Yeah,
Travis is injured, may not play. There you go.
But you would think that Chuba Purdy would at least give a little bit of a battle for that starting position since it's his second year at Florida State, right?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I would love that. I would love if Mackenzie Milton isn't playing well and Chuba Purdy just goes in at Florida State at 3:30 p.m. or whenever they play, and he just balls out, and all those Louisville fans that booed him last season have to cry. They get the Florida State gets their first win with Chuba Purdy.
A monumental win.
Monumental win. You know, Mike Norvell and the Florida State will celebrate the way that Louisville celebrated when they beat UCF.
Right.
Just storming the field.
Adulation.
Everyone's happy.
Right.
Dancing, singing, clapping, hands raised in the air, just like it's old time.
Like they don't care.
Yeah, exactly, they don't care. And Louisville fans got to sit in it. Sit in it, look at Chuba Purdy in his perfect hair, and just sit in it.
Here's the thing. I want this on tape. I feel if I can get Blankenbaker on the sideline, because he's going to Florida State.
Oh, he's going to the game.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
And Blank's on the sideline.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Process never asked this. Blank's going with his wife. I'm like, is Blank and Baker sitting in the stands with his
wife, or she's by herself,
or is she like by herself and someone else, and or I don't know what, you know,
or
whatever.
Or she on the field too?
I have no idea. But if Blank's in the field, Chubba Purdy game winning touchdown. If Chubba Purdy on national television pops an L down a Blank, I sign him to an NIL deal.
We'll figure it out.
We
will figure something out. People, yes,
Hightower Men's Clinic. Someone will step forward. I mean, someone has to.
Someone reach out to Chubba Purdy's DMs.
We'll reach out, and an NIL. I don't know how much we can get him. I'll give him $500. It's better than
nothing.
Although I think his family's probably a little
they live out there in Arizona.
It's a great looking family.
Yeah, great looking family. I'm sure their house is a mansion.
Can you imagine, Jack? They're in, like, if they were in Cardinal Stadium when Louisville loses, and the kid would have went to there, and the Purdy family's looking perfect.
Yeah,
it's just a bunch of guys that look like us, like, in attendance. A bunch of drunk, but drunk guys.
You're back, Stammer.
Yelling at Satterfield in attendence. 437-9680 if you want to get in. Texas Turn says, coat. Why is this House votes Democrat Sweeney upset about the liberal lunch room seating rules? It's a good test.
This House votes Democrat.
That's pretty good.
So Rummage read a text today. And it made Maven very uncomfortable.
What?
Would you want to do that? Is that what you want to do right now? You want to make us uncomfortable? Then we'll go to break. Go ahead. I'm scared now. I have not heard this.
I believe this texter is talking to you.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
I'm curious.
We'll see. Deny it.
Such blanking embarrassment display of idiocy prevailing in Kentucky, with persons having to wear masks, consistently pulling them, fiddling with them, so distracting. I curse my home state and thank the Lord above I live in free Florida. And yesterday, fellow national calls into radio.
Quick commercial break. Midday to Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille.
DeSantis! DeSantis talk. Poor Nick scrambling for the button there at the
Maven
end.
Just ejected. Yeah, he's like, we're out of here. We're done.
Nick scrambling for the buttons. Oh, goodness.
Break, what are you doing, Steve?
So there you go. Kentucky's panicked.
A quick commercial break. Midday to Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille.
Listen right here. Right there. You can hear the scramble. The poor scramble from Nick. 437. Right there. Oh, that's great. That's good. Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, I want to talk about what I opened the show with. We'll do that. The Shane Sharp sound from Jeff Goodman. Mm-hmm. We got to give that to the people as well. I got to take down the SEC on something.
Whoa.
At some point here. Oh, that's just ridiculous. So we'll get to that. And Mike DeCourcy. I think Mike
DeCourcy.
Mike DeCourcy wrote something that you're not going to like. And it's about Duke, so.
Oh, I'm sure it's, so it's something, a love letter penned. There we go. Okay.
That you're going to like. 437-9680. It's a Tuesday. It's The Take, hanging out with you on ESPN Louisville.